All right, Roland, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Smith Sabatino. Roland, we mentioned in our upfront segment Hiroshima, and you and I have talked about this in the past. It has always been one of the things I've wanted most to do, and that's to go there. Mm-hmm. I believe it is the event that changed the course of world history. We talked about this about 3 or 4 months ago. It's on the on one of our shows. Those events that changed the course of history. And I believe this is the 20th century focal point. The dropping of that bomb changed the... We wrote a new script completely. And as to whether we should have, could have, would have... As a matter of fact, they uncovered the original orders, by the way. They actually found... They posted them on the internet the other day. The original orders to drop the bombs.
It was for Hiroshima. Colonel Tibbetts and the Enola Gay.
Enola Gay to take off at a certain time and hit the target. They had they had a wing plane monitoring weather conditions as they flew. And according to Tibbetts, it was a very uneventful. The way he says it and said it, I remember listening to an interview many years ago. It was a very uneventful flight. We just did it. We hit it. We left.
Yeah.
And it changed the course of the planet, in my opinion.
Well, of course it did. I mean, there are many events throughout history that changed the course of history because of their impact.
Yes.
And this certainly, unfortunately, being the first atomic energy bomb dropped in a time of war and anger.
But it also changed the face of the Japanese.
Yeah, it did.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. It also changed the face of the Japanese at Pearl Harbor, in my opinion, and I'm someone who, I'm only sorry I wasn't there. That's a war I would like to have been in. I wound up in Vietnam, but if I was going to fight anything for the mission, I was going to fight there. But by the end of the war, and we literally were leveling every city in Japan, and firebombing, it was extraordinary. Literally thousands of planes bombing Tokyo on that last fire run where they destroyed half the city.
Well, the decision by President Truman at the time certainly was to save American lives.
Yeah, and we would have lost a lot.
But there's an interesting story. Author, oh boy, I knew I was going to forget his name, but I'll think about it. Here's the story. The Japanese have two characters. Moku and Satsu. When the Potsdam Ultimatum was issued to the Japanese government, the response from the Japanese to the Allies at the time was, we take a policy of Mokusatsu, but it has two meanings. One, to ignore.
Yes.
Two, to refrain from comment.
Correct.
And apparently they wanted to refrain from comment to think about more times for the terms of surrender.
Correct.
I'm talking about the Japanese.
Japanese, that's absolutely correct.
And but it got translated on the foreign press wires as the ignore meaning. So it read, the Japanese government ignores the Potsdam Ultimatum.
Correct.
6 days later,
yes.
Hiroshima.
And the Potsdam, and we can, with hindsight, we'd all be millionaires and geniuses, okay? We could look back and judge these men at the table at Potsdam when they made that declaration. But we must remember we had just finished a horrific war in Europe. The world was tired of literally a global conflagration that killed millions upon millions of people. And so you could understand the position of both sides at that point. Harry Truman made the call. Right or wrong, he made the call. And it changed the course of history. Changed the course of history, without question, in my opinion. The most dynamic military decision in the history of mankind.
It also may have set an understanding on the part of the future that this kind of war is totally, mutually assured destruction.
Correct. And I do believe it had a plus, and that's what prevented, in my opinion, as an example, the Russians' decision to hold off on the Cuban Missile Crisis, where we really knew what we were getting into. Well, once that started, there was going to be mutually assured destruction on both sides.
Sure.
And so there was a holding pattern. I believe Hiroshima and Nagasaki did that. They did that. They gave us the gateway to take a look and see what our future looked like, and it's not pretty. It's not pretty.
No, not if you're going to approach it that way. And then recently with the issues between whether we approve the Iran nuclear agreement or not, whether Congress does, I mean, there are consequences to all decisions.
That's correct.
Whatever comes out with that.
Agreed. And I don't know. We should talk more about that Iran nuclear arms agreement.
Well, I'm sure we will. As
we will
go
because
along
there's I think there's more to it than being put out. I really do.
Well, I would urge anybody who's truly interested is to read it.
Yes. Thank you.
That's the key.
And as we work the keys here on Smith Sabatino, America Weekend, Vision Radio Network, stay with us.
America Weekend. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
He's the king of speed. The first drag racer to top 300 miles per hour. His combined 69 victories in Top Fuel and Funny Cars places him second on the NHRA all-time list.
Far lane, the Bud King, Kenny Bernstein. At the track where he first went over 300 miles an hour, Kenny Bernstein gets the win.
So where is Kenny Bernstein now? As Kenny stepped back from driving, he continued as a team owner with his son, Brandon, continuing in the cockpit. Kenny's been a leader of the Professional Racing Organization, a group of drivers, owners, and mechanics working on safety and prize money issues. At the end of the 2011 season, Kenny announced his full retirement as both an owner and a driver.
Everyone today, wherever we go, they say, there's Mr. 300.
Kenny Bernstein, still the king of drag racing. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Welcome to American Micro-Minute. Motorcycles don't care how many other motorcycles you have or how many other motorcycles you've ridden. And they don't wake you up at 4 in the morning to see if you still love them. Welcome to this edition of ABM's Why Motorcycles May Be Better Than Married Life. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Six more reasons why motorcycles may trump married life. Motorcycles do not snore. Your motorcycle won't leave you for another biker. If your motorcycle goes flat, you can fix it. If you come home with greasy fingernails, it won't get jealous. You don't have to talk to your motorcycle after you ride it. Motorcycles don't whine unless something is really wrong. Motorcycles may beat married life.
American Biker Minute.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.